The principal leader of the fierce Mzetas drug cartel, who was shot dead by Mexican Marines, was already seriously ill, as James Blears reports.
Forensic experts were able to identify the body of Heriberto Lascano by fingerprints, but also examine the body before a heavily armed squad of his Zetas henchmen snatched it from a morgue in the border state of Coahuila. They did this as part of their honor code as ex-military special forces themselves. Coroners say two bullets had hit Lascano in the buttocks, one in the elbow, one in the chest, and two more in the head. But State Attorney General Homero Ramos Gloria has revealed that Lascano was suffering from a terminal illness. He wouldn't say what it was, but he did explain that part of the effects involved serious kidney problems and chronic lumbago. Even before his death, Lascano's power was being filtered and usurped by his second-in-command, Miguel Ángel Treviño Morales, whose reputation for savagery even exceeds that of his late boss. Treviño, who doesn't have a military background, has now secured the role of supreme commander, with the rank and file of the Zetas falling into line behind him. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.